as you grow in God, you'll find that the challenges don't get less but more. So you need to learn to embrace and enjoy them and the changes that they inevitably bring. As by his Spirit, God is able to occupy more and more space inside us, so he steps up the pace of the challenges we face. We've talked about replacing a mindset with a mindset, and we've seen that the mindset on the flesh, the earthly, carnal, natural mind, is at variance with God, who is Spirit, and it's us that have to move our feet. In all of this, our cooperation is key. He wants us to work with him as he goes about the transformation process. He's absolutely committed to transforming us into the image of his Son, and the way he does it is by challenging our current thinking in order to replace it with his, so we develop the mind of Christ. We've said it before, he didn't come to make you healthy, wealthy and wise, but to redeem you, and there's a way in which it doesn't happen all at once. He's got you, now he sets about transforming you. How you think, perceive and live. Now he's after your heart. He brought you back from the slave market of sin, and he's teaching you how to walk free and live in a totally different kingdom with totally different values. Like a potter throwing the lump of clay on the wheel, he begins to shape and mould us. He leans intently over the wheel, lovingly applying a little pressure here, nipping off a little bit there, pulling, lifting, drawing, shaping, until at last he's satisfied and a beautiful vessel is formed. You were created to be the object of God's love, to be the vessel that contains his love. But he can't do through you what he hasn't been able to do in you. It's quite remarkable how many of us actually fight the process, preferring to stay in the bondage of the kingdom of darkness rather than emerge into the light of the new day and the new dawn that he holds out to us. If your current thinking has got you where you are and you don't like that place, the sensible thing is to have another thought, a better one. That's what's meant by Romans 12. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. Pay attention to what's rising up in your heart as you hear or read this message. Is it hope that things could be different? Maybe the glimmer of joy at the thought of a different way of perceiving, believing and living. If it is, that's a pointer to your current mindset being out of alignment with God. You simply need to be willing to unlearn what you thought you knew and understood about him and his desires for you, and replace that with another, better thought. Embrace the challenge. Don't run from it. Let your heart go to another place. As you learn something more about him, the new thought will expand your heart towards him. He wants you to think about him without fear, confusion or condemnation. He isn't the author of those things. He wants your heart to melt when you think about his goodness, kindness and unfailing love. We saw this, didn't we, when we made our two lists? You did do that exercise, didn't you? You didn't. Oh, okay. I'll just wait here until you do.